Okay, let's begin our discussion of Bikurim Dav Yud Zayin, and we are in the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. A couple of daf left. We're in the middle of the second parak, which, remember, talks all about the comparison, comparing and contrasting Trumas, Truma and Maaser Sheni and Bikurim. What each two out of the three have and the other one does not. So we're in the discussion of the comparison between Bikurim and the, just read it from the Mishnah back on Daf Yadalit, right? Maaser Sheni and Bikurim versus Truma, right? So what do those have? So we spoke about the first half of that Mishnah, the Mishnah. We spoke about Havas Makom and Vidui and Aninus and Biur. And then we're in the second half of the Mishnah. The second half of the Mishnah spoke about Taroves and Gidulin, right? If there's a mixture, and Gidulin, if you took some and you replanted it. So we spoke about how Rabbi Shimon argues on the Seifa. The question is, does he also argue on the Reisha? So that's what we're talking about here, exactly how to understand that. And yesterday, on yesterday's Daf, on Daf Tezayin, we spoke about how Rabbi Yochanan once came, and he said, I'm like Ben Azai, anybody have any kashas? And the old man, the Saba, came and asked him a stira between our Mishnah in Bikurim and the Mishnah in Trumas, where the Mishnah in Trumas says that Gidulin of Maaser Sheni and Truma are not Kadosh at all, are Chulin, while the Gidulin in our Mishnah says that Gidulin are Aser, right? The Maaser Sheni and the Bikurim, that remember that go in and then they go out and then you plant them, so it's going to be... retain his kedushas. That was the stira. That was the stira that the old man asked Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan gave an answer and said, "Hey, well, maybe the difference is between different items, items that totally disintegrate versus items that keep their root." And that's the difference. Our Mishnah, which says that it's usur if you replant it and stuff that grows, that's by a devar she'ein zarokala, by something that doesn't disintegrate. It stays in the ground. And that's why it's going to be usur even after the gidulin. But the Mishnah in Shumas is about a case where zarokala. So the old man looks at Rabbi Yochanan and says, come on, that can't be right. That can't be right. Because after all, our Mishnah is about bikurim. And if it's about Bikurim, Bikurim only are about the Shivas Aminim. Right? We learned earlier in the Mishnayos, you can't bring anything other than the Shivas Aminim. And all the Shivas Aminim, they're not examples of Ein Zarokala. There you need onions and garlic. There, that's what's Ein Zarokala. So how can you say our Mishnah is talking about a case of Ein Zarokala? And that's why the Gidulin are Aser. It's only talking about the Shivas Aminim. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan was stuck. So either he exclaimed or the old man exclaimed, you know, there's no Ben Azza here. There's no Ben Azza here. So the question is then, so how do you answer that stira? So Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Yanai and says, what's the answer? What's the answer? Because he was still bothered by the answer. If that old man was Eliyahu HaNavi, which we said sometimes, Avali Tosva say, Chulin Dav Zayin, that whenever it says, Hu Saba, it's Eliyahu HaNavi, which is not clear because the Maariv Chai is there. And the first Berakhan Chulin talks about how there's a story in Shas elsewhere where Hu Saba and Eliyahu HaNavi are both in the story. So how could you say that Hu Saba is Eliyahu HaNavi? There is an interesting discussion, the Gemara in Erevin. Okay, we've spoken in the past, we're not going to get back into that now, about paskening based on Eliyahu HaNavi. That's the beginning of Shas Bavli. He met Eliyahu HaNavi and he learned halacha from him. But there is a very unusual, amazing Gemara in Erev and Adaf Bam Gimel that talks about whether there's tchumin higher than 10 tfachim. Right, whether there's tchumin, we know there's a tchum Shabbos. You're not going to go outside of 2,000 amos. Is there a tchum above 10? Above 10, ten tefachim in the air. So maybe Araya is, the Gemara quotes that Eliyahu HaNavi once gave, two shiurim, in two different places on the same Shabbos. Hani Shev Shmaitza, this Amrin Bitsafra, Bishabsa, Kamidir Bechizta Besura, Padi Pani Shabsa, Kamidir Avabumbadisa, Manam Rinu. How could you have the same Shabbos, the same person gave a shiur in Surah and Pumbadisa? Right, on Shabbos. Man Amrinu, says the Gemara in Erevin Mem Gimel, Lav Eliyahu Amrinu. It must be Eliyahu HaNavi. But what do you mean? How did he travel? It's outside the Tchum. It must be that he went above 10 Tzvachim, and therefore, you know, you can't believe this is the Gemara talking. Right? The Gemara says, Alma, ain't Tchum in Lamala Me'asara. It must be there's no issue of Tchum above 10. Right, and therefore, Eliyahu HaNavi, no Raya. I'm saying that's the Raya above, I'm sorry. The Gemara says, lo, no, maybe it wasn't Eliyahu HaNavi, maybe it was some demon that gave a shear. Dilma Yosef Shita Amrinu. Unbelievable. Right? That's the Gemara. So no raya from Eliyahu Hanavi. No raya from Eliyahu Hanavi. So then the Gemara says, goes back and forth and says, maybe there's a raya, because if somebody says, Hareini Nazir biyom sheben David ba. If I'm a Nazir on the day that David HaMelech comes, he's allowed to drink mutar lishtos yayin b'shabbosos v'yom tovim. V'asur lishtos yayin kol yomos achol. He's allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yantif if he says, I'm here by a Nazir. You don't have to worry about that he's coming that day. Why not? Why not? Why do you have to never? It must be Yesh Tchumen L'mal Me'asara. It must be Yesh. He's not going to come today because there's an Yesh Tchumen. Right? And that's why Eliyahu Hanavi is not going to come. Says the Gemara, no, there's a different reason. Maybe there's no problem with Tchumen. And he could come on Shabbos. Right? The issue is, it's Hine Anochi Shalech Lechem Es Eliyahu Hanavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadol V'Hanora. Right? Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come, but the day, there it wasn't Eliyahu Hanavi, it was Ben David. Right? I'm a Nazir the day Ben David Ba. So therefore, on Shabbos, you're allowed to because Eliyahu Hanavi is coming the day before. The day before. So if he didn't come yesterday, so then okay. So the Gemara says, so then every day should be Mutter, not just Shabbos. Ben David Ba, every weekday should be Mutter because Eliyahu Hanavi didn't come yesterday. No. So then the Gemara answers, there's a Misora that Eliyahu is not coming on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. We're in the middle of making the Chalant and the Kugel, and Eliyahu Navi can't bother us during Shabbos preparations. You know, we might say we're Mochel, but the Gemara says, no, you can't be Mochel on Onik Shabbos. So therefore he says, Kvar Muftach Len Li Yisrael, Shein Eliyahu Ba Lo Be'erev Bar Shabbos Lo Bar Yom Tovim Mipnei HaTorah. Right, it'll mess us up. Rashi, Shemanich and Tzorchei Shabbos V'Ochel L'Hakvo Panav. And then you come back and you're not going to have food. Right, and that's why the tour quotes, and that's why many of the Zmiros that are sung on Motzei Shabbos have to do with Eliyahu Hanavi, because he couldn't come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif. He couldn't come on Shabbos and Yantif, of course, forget the Torah. We're in the middle of enjoying, right? So therefore, that's the whole discussion. The question is, so according to this, then basically 2/7 of our lives, Eliyahu Hanavi can't come, right? Even more, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, he's not coming. So what do you mean, Achakalo b'chol yom sheyavo? Right? We wait for him every day. Achakalo b'chol yom sheyavo. So if some days are out, right? Some the Turei Evan, the Shagazai, has a similar question, right? We know that there is a Chazal that Benisan asidin liigoyel or Betishrei asidin liigoyel. Okay, what about the other 10 months? And according to each shita, it's only 1 month. So it's not every day. Right? The Turei Evan in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Aleph. Right? According to this Gemara that ain't ben David Ba. But according to the Mandamar of Tishrei Nivra Olam, it should be moved to the other 11 months. Right? L'Rabbi Elazar lo ye'azar lo b'tishrei. L'Rabbi Yeshua b'nisan l'chud. So says the Turei Evan, that's the Shagas Aryeh. He says, no. There are two ways that, as we know, that the Mashiach could come. As the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, based on the Pasuk, Be'ita achishena. In its time, I will come quickly. So what does that mean? In its time, I will come quickly. So the Gemara says, Lo zachu be'ita. If we're not zocha, he's going to come at a certain time, no matter what. Mashiach is going to come at a certain time, no matter what. But achishena, if we're zocha, then it's going to come quicker. So, Be'ita, then those are the specific days. It's not going to come here, it's not going to come there. But Achishene, if we're Zoche, so then it could come even quicker. And how will I work out with Shabbos and Erev Shabbos? I don't know, Hashem will figure it out. Hashem will figure it out. And that's what the Turei Evan says there. Vayishmaitza mai be'ita, mi delo zachu, delamar ito betishrei, lamar benisa, avo bekeitz de achishena, u bedezachu, ein zman kavu alodavar, ela ko yoma zimnehu. Ikutamra le Mashiach, chasam, Rishub ben Levi, like the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadiches, when Rishub ben Levi asked Mashiach, when he coming, he says today. Today, remember the Gemara, he goes back, he didn't come that day, and he asked Eliyahu Hanavi, he lied to me. No, hayom means he could have come today. Hayom in Bekolo Tishmo, right? He can't come any day, and that's the so Lamaisa. We have no idea. Lamaisa, we have no idea. We daven and hope for the fastest. And the Rambam says, don't try to figure out exactly when and how things are going to happen, because the Rambam says any of this analytical topics don't bring to Yiras Hashem or Avas Hashem. So one shouldn't try to take time and figure it out. That's the Rambam, Menuchos Malachim. The Rambam says, V'chol eilu advarim, talking about the different stages of the future. V'chol eilu advarim, v'chayotzi behen, lo yeda adam eich shiyu ad shiyu, shedvarim stumin hein eitzel hanaviyim. Right? They're closed off. We try to figure it out based on hints in the psukim. Lefichach yesh lamachlokes b'dvarim elu. V'al kalpanim ein sider havayas dvarim elu. V'lo dikdukein ikar badas. Trying to figure out what's going to be when Mashiach comes, and the physical and the spiritual and all the tchias amesim. That's not an ikar badas. It's an ikar to believe in it, but it's not an ikar to try to figure out when it's going to happen. Ula olam lo yisasik adam b'devrei ha'gados. V'lo yarech b'midrasho so'amurim b'yonam elu v'chayotzu b'hen. V'lo yisimeim ikar. Shein mevi'in lo lidei yira v'lo lidei ava. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. It's going to come whenever it happens. Okay. It also relates to the Eliyahu Navi coming in as guf, coming if you're not only in the Shama, you're not subject to Tchumin, but sometimes he does come in as guf, like the Chassam Sofer that has been mentioned. Okay, so back to the story. So we have a stira. So the old man asks the stira to Rabbi Yochanan and says, there's a stira, whether gidulin are usser. Our Mishnah says gidulin of Maiser Sheni and Bikurim are usser, and the Mishnah in Trumas says it's not usser. So Rabbi Yochanan tried one answer, it didn't work. So Rabbi Yochanan went to Rabbi Yanai, again, this is on Tezayin of Beis, and Rabbi Yanai said, oh, you're right. It's only referring, your answer was a good answer. Your answer was a good answer, that our Mishnah is talking about a case of Ein Zarokala, and the Mishnah in Trumas is Zarokala. Ah, you asked, we're talking about Bikurim. Yeah, our Mishnah is not talking about Bikurim. Sounds that way for the Mishnah, but it's only talking about the Maaser Sheni. Right, that's what the Gemara said yesterday. L'maiser hushva davar shein zarokala. Our Mishnah, when it says the gidulin or usser, is talking about only going back on the maiser sheni, not going on the bikurim, and it's talking about davar shein zarokala, like onions and garlic and all of those. Fine. So then Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that answer doesn't work because our Mishnah uses a plural lashon, gidulin, and gidulin must be referring to both. If it's plural, just like the way we had the Gemara from the Gra, just like the Mishnah in Kalim uses the lashon of chasuche begadim, which is a plural, which must be talking about going on both. We said they are all nevela and mechatas. So to hear, so that's kasha number one on the suggested answer of the old man that he gave a suggested answer of Rabbi Yanai to the old man's kasha. Rabbi Yanai said, "Oh, it was only talking about." Maaser Sheni. So the first question is, doesn't work. The Gemara said. Shimon Levi gave a suggestion that doesn't work. Va'od, now we continue. Yuzayim ha'av. Va'od menada. And another problem with that suggested answer of Rabbi Yanai. Again, we're trying to answer the question of the stira between the Mishnah in Trumas and the Mishnah in Bikurim, whether gidulin or aser. So va'od menada, another problem with that answer. Lo sucha lechal b'sharecha, ma'isa degan chati rosh chavisarecha, right? You can't eat in your gates outside of Yerushalayim, Maiser degancha, right? That's talking about all the Maiser Shenis. You can't eat dagan tirosh v'yitzar. So be'eza Maiser amru. So that pasuk is the source for our whole discussion about taking it out and bringing it in and bringing it back out, or you can't eat it outside. And what does it talk about in that pasuk? B'Maiser Sheni Hatorsh Nechaz Yerushalayim v'yitze. That pasuk, which is the source of our whole discussion of the Isser eating outside, is taught, what's the first one? Degancha, dagan, grain. That's a davar shezarokala, right? So how can you say that? Oh, Maaser Sheni in our Mishnah is talking about Maaser Sheni of things that ain zarokala. The classic case, the first case mentioned in the pasuk regarding that halacha about eating outside of Yerushalayim is grain, and grain is ain zaro. Grain is zarokala. So you can't say that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Va'od. And one other kasha. By the way, that pasuk of losu halacha b'sharecha, we pointed out, we think is the only pasuk in the Torah, that there are seven mitzvos learned out from that one pasuk. Right? Every word in the pasuk is there to teach me something. As you go through the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Re'eh, right, seven mitzvos. Losu halacha b'sharecha, ma'isa degancha, tirosh v'sharecha, v'chores b'karcha, v'tzonecha. That's seven mitzvos. The Gemara in Krisus talks about this pasuk. The Gemara in Krisus says, so all of those mitzvahs, you can't eat wheat of Maaser Sheni, you can't eat wine of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you can't eat oil of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, you have all of those, you can't eat carbon outside of Yerushalayim. So all of those, Bikurim. So isn't that a lav shebaklalos? Right, you learn out so many mitzvahs from one pasuk, so you should never get malchus. Right, lav shebaklalos. Right? It's an inclusive. Remember, we said that the rule is only a lav dumya de lav de chasima gets malchus, right? Because the makar of malchus is next to the lav of muzzling in Parshas Kiseitse. So the only time you're going to get malchus is when it's similar to that. So that's why you don't get malchus for a lav sheim b'maisa. It has to have an action like muzzling. You don't get malchus for a lav enita klase, right? That it can be fixed by mitzvah zase, because muzzling cannot be fixed by mitzvah zase. You don't get malchus for a lav that you could get misa for. Lav sheim b'maisa misa bezdin. You can get misa for it, so you're never going to get malchus. Even if you gave hasra for malchus, you're not going to get malchus for it. And here, lav sheim b'klalos, you're not going to get malchus for an inclusionary, a pasuk that includes 10 different things, because it is a lav sheim b'klalos. So you're not going to get malchus for any of these. So the Gemara Krisa says, wait a minute, this isn't a lav sheim b'klalos. Lav sheim b'klalos means you have the same exact pasuk, same exact words. Lo sochlu al adam. Right, that's the classic case. Sanhedrin Sama Gimel in the Bavli. That includes five different things. Lo socha, don't eat before davening. That's the Gemara Bracha says. And Bezdin doesn't eat on the day they put somebody to death. And there's no suda safra for Mises Bezdin. And all the different, you can't eat before the blood is sprinkled. It's learned that from Lo socha lo adam. That's a lav sheim b'klalos. Right? But here, every word, every mitzvah is learned that from a different word in the pasuk. Lo sochlu, lo sochlu, lo sucha lecha b'sherecha, maiser degancha. That's one. Lo sucha lecha b'sherecha, tiroshcha, yitzharecha. That's not lav sheim b'klalos. Right? The Gemara Krisa says that I'm down on my base going over the top of Haman Aleph. No, it's a different word. Different word. Am to lahachi, kaz rachmana, lo sucha, lo ukma b'lav. Ve'idayin lav sheim b'klalos. Imke neim akra, lo sucha, lo achlam b'sherecha. You know what would be a lav sheim b'klalos? If it says, don't eat them. All inclusive. Maiser degancha tiroshcha v'yitzarecha lamele liyichude achila dekol chad v'chad. Right? Why? To teach me, because it's a separate isser. Separate isser. So it's not a lav sheim b'klalos. Okay. Maybe we'll get back to that discussion. But now we continue. So this is the second kasha on this suggested answer. Right? Don't tell me that, you know, our Mishnah is talking about a case of davar she'ein zarokala, and it's only referring to maiser sheini, because number one, we said, he uses a plural lashon. Number two is, the classic case of Maiser Sheni, the Isser outside of Yishalayim, is by a Kate Davar Shezarokala. So you can tell me our Mishnah is listening to a case of Ein Zarokala. The Ode, and also, Minhada, the Tani Larab Shimin, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimin, the following Brysa, Yesh B'Maiser, the Brysa, is talking about a case of the Tosefta. There's halachas that apply to Maiser Sheni that don't apply to Truma. Right, more on the list. So what are they? Shamaiser Oser Damav. You can switch the status, the Kedusha, from Maiser Sheni onto money. You can't do that by Truma. The Eruvav, and the Maaser Sheni mixed into a mixture asers it, right? Because the Davar Sheish Lamatirin, Brikad Yushalayim. Truma could get Batel. The Kant Kanav, and some cases, right? The Mara Folda quotes from Tosefta's, some cases, what you soak the Maaser Sheni in is going to aser the bottle. The Suffolk Eruvo, Kal Shehu, and even Suffolk Eruvo. If you have Maaser Sheni that got mixed into a mixture, so it asks it, Davar Sheish Matirin. What if you're not sure? What if Maaser Sheni might have gotten mixed into the mixture? Maybe there's some Maaser Sheni in here. It's also Aser, because that's part of the Chumrah of Davar Sheish Matirin. Right? You might as well just bring it to Yerushalayim. So even Suffolk Yisura Kol Shehu, Vein Malikin Bo, and you can't use Maaser Sheni to light with, right? Like Truma, like Maaser Sheni Tamea, like Truma Tamea you light with. Here, Ve'im Malikin Bo, you don't light with, unlike Truma. So it says the Gemara, that's the Tosefta. So now the Gemara asks the question, Vamar Opi Gidulin Kane. What's that question? If Suffolk Maaser Sheni is going to be Usser, so when things grow, what did we just say? Oh, if the whole thing disintegrates, Ein Zaro Kala, then the Gidulin are going to be Mutter. It could be, the Gemara is asking, even if you hold by Ein Zaro Kala, maybe it doesn't totally disappear. Maybe there's a drop that still is intact in the Gemara, and as it grows, it's going to be, that's like Suffolk Eruvo. So the Brisa says Suffolk Eruvo is Aser by Maaser Sheni. So even by a Davar, Shezaro Kala, it should be Aser because it's Suffolk Maaser Sheni. So again, the Chilek doesn't work on either way. You want to say by Ein Zaro Kala, but our Mishnah should be about the classic case of Zarokala, and it should still be Usser. And here, and even if you want to say it's by a Davar Shez Zarokala, it might lead a little bit, and the Brisa here says that Maaser Sheni, Suffolk Yeruvo is Usser, so Gedulin should still be Usser. So we reject the answer of Reb Yanai. So we're back to the Kasha of Ahusaba. right? The Hahusaba you asked on yesterday's daf, we have a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Trumas. Our Mishnah says, Gidulei, Maiser Sheni, and Bikurim are Aser. Right? What's the case of Aser? Where you brought it into Yerushalayim and you brought it out of Yerushalayim, and then now it gets mixed up. That's Aser. And the Mishnah Trumas says, Gidulei, Mutter. Gidulei, Maiser Sheni, and Bikurim are So we had one answer, didn't work. Next answer, Amar Rabbi Hila, Hein de Temer Gidulein Asurin Rabbanan, Hein de Temer Gidulein Mutar Rabbi Shimon. Oh, maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. Remember, what did Rabbi Shimon say in the end of our Mishnah? He said Gidulein Mutar. So the Mishnah Trumas is like Rabbi Shimon Shita. No problem. Our Mishnah, our Tanakama is like the Chachamim, and the Mishnah over there is like Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amru, we had it in Nevav. Amru lei, vihad saninan. But later on in that Mishnah, in Trumas, you have the following. Right? We just said, oh, that Mishnah in Trumas is like Rabbi Shimon, that says Gidulin and Mutter? But one second. And therefore, they're totally Mutter. If they get mixed in, they're Batel. But Vatanina, we learned in the Mishnah there, Gidule Hektish, Umaiser Sheni, Chulin. The Gidulin and Maiser Sheni are Chulin. Fine, but Upode Osan, Bizman Zaran. But they're chulin, but if they grow, there is a chumrah that you have to redeem them at the price that they were when you planted them. Meaning if you planted them and it was worth 10, and now it's worth 100 because it grew, you still have to redeem them for 10. It's a chumrah derabanan, that even though it should be batel, but it's gidulin, but still we're machmir, because you treat them a little bit as if it still has the status. So the Gemara says, "Leiza davar hu podeh son. Why do we have this chumrah that you have to be podeh to them? Lo mibnei kedusha sheyesh bohen. So it must be it has a status still. It must be it still has a status. The Maaser still has a status. So and we just said the Mishnah is going to Rabbi Shimon. But if that Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon and the Mishnah says there that Maaser sheni growths have to be redeemed because it still has some type of status, so too in our Mishnah. What does our Mishnah say at the end? Rabbi Shimon says it's all mutter." He shouldn't say it's all mutter, right? If that Mishnah over there in Trumas is Rabbi Shimon Shita, and he says there that there's a chumra drabanan, that if gidule meiser sheni grow, even though it's chulin, you have to redeem it. Podeh osam, kizman shen azaran. So to an our Mishnah. Of hacha, yitanu mechitza b'nei kedusha sheish lehen. So even if it goes out and goes back in, Rabbi Shimon shouldn't just say it's all mutter. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah seems to say no kedusha at all, right? What did Rabbi Shimon say at the end of our Mishnah, way back when? Where was it? Yud dalam abeis. Rabbi Shimon Matir. Right, what did the last line of the Mishnah say? Af lezarim, af lebehem, Rabbi Shimon Matir. So no chumrah of being poed to them. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Let's try again. A third answer, which we alluded to and said, maybe we said this on 2 days ago. We said this is maybe the most obvious answer. Remember, what did we say our Mishnah is talking about? Our Mishnah is about a case of where Bikurim and Maaser Sheni go into Yerushalayim, and then they go out of Yerushalayim, and then they get mixed in. And we said, our Mishnah would agree, if it never went into Yerushalayim, it can be batel. So that's the answer to the stira. When the Mishnah Truma says it's all batel, it never went in. So that's the third, the final answer. Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Imi, B'shem Rabbi Shimon min Lakish, Hein de Tamar Gidulein Asurin Isser Mechitza. When do you say it's Asur, like our Mishnah, that's where the mechitza, the wall, has to do with it. You went in and then went out. So now we're going to say, we're going to treat it as a davar sheish lo matirin. It's close by. You have to bring it back in. Veinda tamar gidulun mutarin hether zaris. What does that mean? That means if it never went in the first place. Never went in the first place. So it's been outside. So then it can be batel and mutter to a zar. Adkan answering that stira. Good. Now we continue the last line of the Mishnah. We quote. The last line of the Mishnah said, "Hein elu b'maisro b'bikurim, asha'en kein b'truma." Remember, the first Mishnah in the Perek spoke about what bikurim and truma have similar as compared to maisro sheni. This second Mishnah says, "What does bikurim and maisro sheni have similar in contrast to truma?" Tomorrow's Mishnah, you can already peek on your chesam and aleph. Tomorrow's Mishnah says, "What does truma and maisro sheni have similar, different than bikurim?" Right. So we're going to do all three. All three we're going to figure out. But now, first we're still in Maaser Sheni Bikurim versus Truma. So one of the items on the list, if you remember, was Vidui. We said that Maaser Sheni and Bikurim have some type of verbal declaration to say. We said Vidui Maaseris, and Bikurim, maybe it's included in the Vidui Maaseris, but it for sure has Mikra Bikurim. You verbalize something in the Yerushalayim, at various times. So Gemara says, wait a minute, but tamantaninan, but didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni? Didn't we learn way back in Meiser Sheni, not so long ago, the end of Meiser Sheni, the fifth parak, v'gam nesativ, included, remember the Vidur Meiser? We have Biardei HaKadosh Ben Abayis, Nasadiv, we have the whole of Nusach, and included in that Nusach is v'gam nesativ, and the Mishnah says there, that includes Zutrumo, Trumas Meiser. So included in Vidui Maisras is a remez. We include that we got rid of our truma, Trumas Maiser. We gave it to the proper recipients, the Kohanim. So truma does have a vidui, right? What did our Mishnah say? Vidui, the verbalization is something that truma does not have, and Bikurim and Maiser Sheni do have. But one second. Maiser Sheni includes truma in the vidui of the Maisras. So it does have a vidui. So, Taman, Taniv, and Magam, Nathad, Vizu, Truma, Vizu, Meiser, Taman, Ata, Omar, Truma, Tuna, Vidui. Over there in the Mishnah, Meiser, Sheni, you're telling me that Truma does need Vidui. Vahacha, Ata, Omar, Truma, ain't Tuna, Vidui. So what is it? Two answers. Answer number one, Amar, Rabbi Hila, Tani, Taman, we switch the Girsa, HaMeiser, Vahabikurim. The Brisa says there, for Meiser and Bikurim, Echad Hanosnan ve'Echad Hanotzlan Tu'unin Vidui. Right? Who needs Vidui? The owner? What about the person I gave, whatever I gave to? The person I gave Truma to. Does he have to do Vidui that he ate it before the time for Biur? Meiser Sheni, if I gave the Meiser Sheni to an Ani, does he have to do Vidui? Bikurim, does the Kohen have to do Vidui that he consumed the Bikurim in time? That's the difference. That's the difference. When it comes to Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, both have to do vidui. Both have to do vidui. The no sein and the no tell. But by truma, only the no sein. Only the no sein. And that's what's being mentioned in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni when it says it has to be done by truma. That can be talking about the no sein, but not the no tell. And our Mishnah is talking about the no tell that doesn't have to do vidui. Right? So that is the answer. Look at the barafolda, fourth line. Taman, over there, binosna hanosein misvada. Avalhacha afilu hakoin hanotla. Over here, we're talking about a case of where both sides have to do it. Both sides have to do it? That's not truma. Right? So, im shav achilasan azman abir tzorach lezvadas. Mashekin betruma din hanotla tzorach vidui laolam. Right? The kohen never has to do vidui for not or eating his truma. So that's what's mentioned in Meiser Sheni. But here it's talking about when you need both. Answer number one. Answer number two. Amar Reb Zeira. There's a line here of the Grah that in the Rasilio, I'll just read it because he has in a girsa, tunin vidui. Truma nosna tuna vidui, notla ena tuna vidui. They add that in. We just said, like truma, the person who's giving has to do vidui, but not the one who is taking. Good. Amar Reb Zeira, second answer. We skip the next three words. Rabbanan dehacha amrin, mi sheyesh lo meiser bifnei atzmo misvada. If somebody has meiser sheni, they do vidui. Just meiser, mi sheyesh lo truma bifnei atzmo eino misvada. Meaning, meiser sheni, if you're doing vidui on meiser sheni, you piggyback and mention the truma along with the meiser sheni. Right, that's the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni. What does our Mishnah mean? That Truma doesn't have Vidui? If you just have Truma. If you just have Truma, there's no Vidui. Truma doesn't piggyback to Meiser Sheni. Right, Meiser Sheni, if you just have Truma, no. Just Meiser Sheni, you do Vidui. Just Bikurim, you do Vidui. Just Truma, you don't do Vidui. Truma is only Nechlal if you're doing Vidui on other things. So that's what the Mishnah over there, Meiser Sheni, that's talking about the full-fledged Vidui that you're doing with everything. So that's why Truma is included. Our Mishnah, Truma doesn't need vidui, per se. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Masisa Amar Kain. Rabbi Yossi says, the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni also seems to point in that direction, that there's a raya to it. Why? Because it says there, you know what, I don't want to get into that because it's going to lead into the next daf, which rejects the girsa. Just one other ha'ara. We're talking about an Amar Aleph, I didn't get to. We mentioned this in the past, but just to make the R again. The Brisa said that Truma Temeya, you burn. Meiser Sheni, you don't burn. Right, that was a chumra. Ein malikin bo. You're not malik meiser sheni, even if it became tameh, because we said you could redeem it. We pulled it and take it out. But there was a machlokas about lakuach bekesa meiser sheni. We had a machlokas tanam about that. Whether what you buy, if that becomes tameh, can you redeem it? But truma tameya can be burns, but you can't. The Mishnah says in Beitza, you cannot burn it on yantif, even though yantif is melachas ochel nefesh is mutter. And even not mitoch she chutra havara litzarech chutra shelo litzarech. Right, you're allowed to wash your hands with hot water on yantif, right? Even though it's not eating, but that's the mitoch, but not for burning truma tameh, even though it's a mitzvah. Why? Because Rashi says in Beitza Chav Zayin, because it's a mitzvah haTorah achshavei lahavarasan. The Torah looks at it in a significant way. It's achshavei. And because this is such a significant burning, it's a mitzvah daraisa, you can't do that on Yantif. Right? It's achshavei. It's too much of a malacha. Achshavei. That's the principle that the trumat, burning trumat tameya is based on. Achshavei. That's kind of the opposite of, we mentioned recently, within the last 2 weeks, like the Ramban by Bittul Chametz, which he holds, what's Bittul? Not Hefker like Tosfos, but Eina Rotze B'Kiyumo. I express that I'm not interested in the existence of this item. That's kind of the opposite of Achshavei. You have something that's significant, then you say, oh, it's not significant. I'm not interested in its existence. While the Achshavei is that it is insignificant inherently, and you're Machshavei, Two opposite types of svaras. Hopefully we'll talk about other examples of that at some point. Okay, we'll stop here with Bikurim Yud Zayin. We'll pick up next time with the 18th daf.